and not there. Ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side.
Then I'm gonna bring her to the old country buffet. Gonna get her a meal to eat. And then I guess what you can guess what. Then I'm gonna go skeet, skeet, skeet.
It's pretty close.
Was it?
No.
No. Yeah. I could hear it in the background. I was like, I don't think so.
You hit the right beat, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
The like cadence of the song.
Yeah.
I was,
yeah, the rhythm, right? Yeah.
All right. Rhythm is a more correct thing to say instead of cadence, but you know.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a weaker sex.
Well, there is, because it's me. Ooh. You guys, the weaker sex. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another weaker sex. Hey, we...
Bleaker Chex Mix.
Yeah, the Bleaker Chex Mix episode of How Sad Is the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one... The only... Oh, I should start getting used to switching this. This will be good. Get it so it's better, so it's not so fucking loud this time. I don't need to do it. I can just do it on this.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one... The only...
The Underwear Taker!
It's so much better than anything I'm ever going to say. But it's me, Casey. Fuck bird scooters. I'd rather ride Michael Bird's tutor.
Ooh, yeah.
Who would?
Yes, sir. Let me.
It was me.
Yes. I wish it was me.
Hey, who doesn't want to ride Michael Bird's tutor?
Yeah, man. Especially after he has a perfect set.
Yeah.
Like he always does. On Mondays, apparently.
Double perfect. Yeah. I didn't think that was even possible.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah, those make me laugh.
Fucking idiot. I love that dude.
That and the fucking...
Oh, the my these, dick, these hoes. These,
yeah. The NBA poster ones. Those
is great.
Those kill me.
My forest dick, these forest hoes. Yeah, I went up and did a set the other night, and sorry to say this, you guys, it wasn't perfect. It was... It was double perfect. I didn't know that was even possible.
Yeah. Just killing it in Chicago.
Dude's great. Look up Michael Bird, you guys, and follow him on Instagram and look at all his stories. They're very fun and silly. He's a very fun fella.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a good dude.
And
you bitch.
Yeah.
Do it.
But he's always like,
"Hey girl, give me that pussy."
Yeah, that's fair.
But you know.
But he's gay.
Sorry.
Oh, this is a gay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gay.
But Michael Bird is not.
He's a gay one.
He's not. Stop. He's
First
not.
First of all, gay.
He's not.
Second of all, stupid.
Wait. I think I have one. He's, you guys, he's definitely not.
Gay.
But seriously, Michael Bird. What is his middle name, do you think?
Danimal.
Danimal? I was going to say Michael Todd.
Michael, I don't know why Michael, Todd kind of hits.
Michael
Leanne Lincoln, Rhymes Bird.
Lincoln Bird.
Lincoln, yes.
He is not.
Oh, gay, so gay.
He's not.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
He's not.
That dude is gay.
But he's not. So.
You guys, we swear, okay? We swear he's not gay.
Oh my God, he on X Games mode.
He's just on X Games mode.
It's really funny. I think that's all the gay ones we have.
Is it?
I think so.
There's another one in there somewhere, I guarantee. There's one hiding in there.
Yeah, keep talking.
I'm pretty sure that's that. I can't think of one off the top of my head, though.
Top of my penis. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah,
here.
I think we gayed it out.
I mean, that might be it. That might be it. We'll get some more.
We gauged.
Yeah.
Our butthole on that one.
Oh.
You got to get in line. I've got about five homos.
All named Michael Bird. They're all not named Michael Bird because he's not gay.
They're just all wearing Abraham Lincoln costumes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both my fathers were Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bird. Sorry. We were gonna have a segment where he called in, and it was gonna be called Bird Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been funny.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
If he's not listening, but anyone who sees him that is,
mm-hmm.
tell him I'm down.
Yeah.
You gotta get in line behind what about five homos?
That's a good point. He is busy these days. Yeah. He's really busy.
All right, let's move on from Michael Bird and not gay Michael Bird.
Yeah, he's definitely not gay.
No.
Michael Bird did not gay and fuck a boy in 1996.
Hillary Duff, what do you think of Michael Bird?
Gay.
He's not.
Gay.
Come on.
Gay.
Hillary.
Gay.
All right.
Gay.
All right, get her out of here.
Come on.
Gay.
That's not even fair.
No.
She must be Dizzy McGuire right now.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely not, you know. God damn it. He's not.
Oh, this is gay. He's so gay.
There are most of the ones we have are
there
peers.
Has to be, yeah. Don't we have the Chang one? Where he's like, gay? Oh, no, we
might
have that one.
It might be on the old thing, but this was the like filtered version, so we didn't have eight pages. Because we do have like the old where it was broken down, where like this page is Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
There's MacGruber, like here's all the Rick and Mortys.
Yeah,
and then there was a community one. All right, you guys, we're just trying to find something here real quick.
Yeah, sorry.
It's for you.
It's for a payoff. There's a huge payoff. Yeah. Michael Bird.
Gay! Gay!
Oh, there's two different ones. Sounded like he was from a megaphone.
Ah! Gay boots! Lady boots!
I forgot about that one. Yeah. That one's so good, too, because no one buys into it at all. He just gets psyched about it.
Are you going as a gay douchebag?
I forgot about that one. Hey, Michael Bird, what's your Halloween costume for the year?
You going as a gay douchebag? Stop putting gay things in my mouth.
Dude, I think all but one of these say gay in them.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we've got. Well, that one says penises, two penises.
That's the one.
So that's the only one that doesn't.
These are all
gay.
The ones that are on the regular page.
Oh, there's the first one. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But he's not gay, so.
Oh, gosh. I'm really hoping to get a career running errands. That'd be a major boost for me.
Dude, Bowfinger's funny.
It's so funny. Is that character is one of my favorites, like, watch. And Joe Dirt in Joe Dirt 1, though. That is very silly.
And they have him fucking running across traffic.
Yeah. I just downloaded the two Dr. Doolittles. Well, several, but like I used to watch that first one so much when I was younger. My sister and I would die laughing at that fucking movie, and we didn't even know who like Norm Macdonald or Chris Rock or anybody was. I think we knew Eddie Murphy because of like Nutty Professor and shit. That must
Is that the biggest ass you've ever seen?
Dude, there's some funny shit. I remember we used to quote that movie like crazy, but no one else would get it. Because it'd be like dumb quotes where it was like Chris Rock is the hamster
doing
or gerbil.
Dance,
yeah.
But making a lift.
They put him up because he's like, if you keep talking, I'm going to put you up on the roof. And he's driving with him on the roof. And he's like, come out. I'm getting whisker whipped up here. And just like the dumbest shit. Oh, we loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the handful of VHSs we had.
Yeah. Up at my grandparents' cabin up at Houghton Lake, they have... for a while they only had like VHSs and like a few TV channels, and like the movies up there, it was Dr. Doolittle, Small Soldiers.
Oh yeah, Small Soldiers was always in a VHS package at someone's cabin or something.
That and then that Sidekicks movie I talked about with Chuck Norris and that kid who killed himself.
There's always a random like. There's always a random like 80s or 90s action flick that the like grandpa or dad bought too.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
So those are family ones. And, Caddyshack too. Watched a bunch of Caddyshack growing up.
Okay, I did.
But then all of a sudden, just Basic Instinct. I remember watching that for obvious reasons. And I don't know what I don't.
Lippy McGuire.
Yeah, Sharon Stone Cold. I don't know. Gave me a boner.
Jerry, enjoy my wife. Huh?
That's what you say when you're sitting, you're up at your cabin. It's you, your buddy, and your wife. You're sitting down to watch a movie. You put in Basic Instinct, and you just leave the room and yell that as you go.
I'm going to go jerk off.
I remember, Jerry, enjoy my wife.
I remember sitting on the couch being like 9 or 10 and be like, Mom, here comes the pussy shot. And then she ran in from the kitchen. We all watched it as a family on the, on the couch together. Then we took a family photo afterwards. It was great.
It reminds me of this kid that lived across the river from me who would swim over, which was weird because he was real fat and it was hard to swim across that river every once in a while. But and he would swim across and we were hanging out. By the river for like a whole day, and tubers would go by the Muskegon River at my bio dad's place, and people would flash us every once in a while.
Yeah, hell girls, yeah.
Not girls, women.
Women.
Older women, like 40-year-old women would flash us because they thought it was funny, and they were hammered on like Pucker and Boone's Farm and the old, you know, river, the old river tubing special.
Yeah.
And he got flashed once, and it had never happened to him before. And what would happen is he would hang out until his mom would yell across the way, and she would, you know, she would be like,
Anthony, it's time to come home.
No. That was the megaphone. It's yelling across the river. This doesn't even sound like it.
Sound travels on water.
Yeah, so it's like, it's time for dinner.
Do the scatter one.
Yeah.
Dinner.
And he yelled back. I'm going to try it again with this other one. And he yelled back, and he was like, Mama, I seen some titties. And he got really close about it. He was like, titties, 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 boo, 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 boo.
There it is.
Yeah, so that was
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, he was so psyched. And he was like, Mama, I seen some titties. And she was like, okay.
Hell yeah.
It's time for dinner.
Got a high five waiting for you.
I got a high five waiting for you with this sizzler. I don't know what they were eating. I went and stayed the night at their place once, because I woke up.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the floor is covered in chihuahua shit.
Ugh.
I don't get why people have small dogs and they're like, oh, it's small dogs, small shits. It's still shit.
Yeah.
It's still shit.
Still stinks.
Pick it up. And it was always like, I don't know how chihuahuas do this, but a lot of the shit that I saw, it was already dried up clearly, but like none of it was like stuck to the carpet.
Yeah.
It was all like easy turds. There was no like
easy turd oven.
Yeah, it was easy turd oven over there, and no one was picking up the slack.
Easy turd gloving.
No one picking so up the scat. Easy turd gloving is that. That was it.
Wow.
I was like, it's so simple. You guys have got fossilized shit over here.
Yeah, it's weird that people.
It's gross.
Okay with that.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you.
Too stupid to clean up that dog shit.
Yeah, I tell you.
But
dog shit.
Speaking of
being too stupid to pick up dog shit.
Yeah,
you're talking about our dicks.
We got. I like that. Let's just go into that.
Let's do that. Okay.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, they wouldn't fuck me.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me? No, because I'm gay and I'm Michael Bird.
I was thinking of a thing like, why do they call you Dog Shit David? And it's like, oh, it's because my dick is so brown and shriveled that it looks like dog shit. Yeah.
It's always on the floor.
Yeah. And then there you go. I was going to say, and then the girl would be like, well, what kind of dog? And that's how big of a dick you find out it is.
Man.
It's like great pain.
I used to walk a husky back in Chicago, and that motherfucker would just drop some loads.
Really?
Oh yeah, big fucking loads, man.
Were they different colored like their eyes?
No, they were just fucking they were like it was like picking up human shit.
I
was just
oh
like,
really,
give me a fucking grocery bag. Like god damn.
that's not as easy to do.
Roxy.
Either.
Yeah.
I'm not good at picking up dog shit.
It was like a two-year-old husky fully grown and just fucking hyper as shit.
Why they were always, were they rough ones? Like that's
no,
every
they're
time
always solid, but they're just so fucking big. I was just like, ugh.
I'm okay with that. Like, Nah, I mean, I'm more okay with that than like, well, like, I guess if it's diarrhea, you just leave it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not doing anything
with
it. Yeah,
there's times where it's just like, oh, I'm picking up grass.
Yeah, but when it's like that weird Play-Doh or the like, or the ones that are just like nukes.
Yeah.
And they just, you can grab them, but they stink. I don't want to talk about shit anymore.
I got a quick one. This girl I was hanging out with, she had a dog, and one time it was like middle of the night. We're both kind of drunk. We're just like, oh, we got to like let the dog out before, you know, we go to bed. And fucking the dog squats to take a shit, and it literally came out like all liquid, and it literally sounded like someone pushed the lever on a fountain drink. Just fucking, we both just fucking died laughing. We're like, you can't pick that up.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just that's like, a rough one. Right,
what'd you eat?
I don't understand dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be like people giving them weird snacks and shit.
I don't know.
Or
just
like the stress of being a dog.
I think it's just, yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever met a dog who has like consistent shits.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, what happened? You were fine yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I ate some ants. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I ate my shit from yesterday, the good shit, and now it's become worse shit. Mm-hmm. That's what dogs do. That's how they do you dirty.
I don't do that.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
Have you ever been getting hot and heavy with a girl and a dog's done something weird, or you caught it looking at you or some shit even?
No, just had to push the dog off of bed.
Yeah,
that was about
before, during.
No, the dog's like hopped up on the bed. And
oh,
like,
and so you're
gonna
like,
go to sleep.
And you're like, no,
I'm fine with it. But she's like, push your dog.
Yeah,
off. Yeah, no.
You would have kept fucking if she wouldn't have.
I mean, sure, I don't care.
Oh, okay,
it's just a dog.
Yeah,
he's not getting involved.
That's true, but he might accidentally.
Yeah, might give me the people the shoulder like call that technique. Yeah, then maybe.
I don't know. I've just seen too many America's Funniest Videos where people fall down and start getting humped by dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to make it a fucking threesome.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, who knows?
The devil's threesome.
Yeah, the devil's threesome when you're having sex.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
No black, no chocolate left.
No chocolate left. Wow. Start giving you the old smoochy, smooth, kissy, wissy. Yeah, I agree. All right, you guys, move
I
on.
Forgot what we were doing for a second.
Wouldn't fuck me.
Are these things on? All right. Fred Durst.
Yep. Ooh, okay.
He wouldn't fuck me, not even if he was like, I got to have faith, which is the name of my butthole.
That's the name of your butthole?
Yep.
Is like, that a song he did?
Yeah, he did a cover of a George Michael song.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That I gotta have faith. Yeah,
I know
that
song.
George Michael's.
I don't think I ever heard Fred Durst do it.
Really? The Limp Bizkit cover of it?
Fuck off. How do I not know that song?
Yeah.
I had to have heard it.
I gotta have Fred.
I have never heard that song.
Yeah,
no.
I think it was like maybe before their first CD. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
how can I call myself a Limp Bizkit fan?
I know. Well, I'll tell Fred tomorrow.
Hey, no. Oh. No, please don't do that. He'll
where my pie?
He'll hit me in the face with a pie.
You won't be in his next movie. No. He's a director now.
Yeah, I saw that. Who's in that?
He did a movie with Ice Cube and a girl who played football. I think it was called like The Long Shot or some shit like that.
He directed something else with somebody bigger in it, though, I think.
Oh, it was called Star Wars.
I thought I saw someone posting about him being a director.
Holy shit. Fucking, I didn't realize Paul Verhoeven? Is that his name? The Starship Trooper guy?
Dude, he's directed 23 things on IMDb is what it says. Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
I think it's Paul Verhoeven. I think that's how you say his name. The guy who did Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay.
He directed that Showgirls movie.
The movie Showgirls?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Like the one movie that everyone says like sucks ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he fucking directed
great.
That. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of titties in it. So,
yeah, that's true.
When you're watching it at 1 a.m. on VH1, so you can crank off when you're in your teens.
That's
a pretty good movie.
What it's made for. Yeah.
Now you will go to sleep. Right. Put you to sleep.
That's what you say to your dick while the movie's on.
Yeah. Well, let me double check that. I don't want Woody jumping on my dad's dick, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit.
He directed that movie.
I think Fred Durst directed a couple of Puddle of Mud music videos.
If Fuck yeah, he did.
Yo, he directed The Long Shots with Ice Cube. Is that the one you were talking about? Dude, he's The Education of Charlie Banks. He directed that. That
He did. He directed it, but he under the pseudonym Jan Janssen.
What did he direct?
Showgirls. As Jan Janssen.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
I know.
Does it say his actual name in there, too?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So IMDb just gives you away?
Yeah. They got
IMDb
you,
doesn't even like let you hide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He directed Basic Instinct.
What is he doing? He's doing a movie called Moose with Devon Sawa and John Travolta. That's why.
Oh, you're seeing that.
That's why I was looking at it. And look at what John Travolta looks like in it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, you're loco, man.
It's still in post-production right now. And all they have written about it is a rabid film fan stalks his favorite action hero and destroy the star's life. Yeah.
Okay.
So that dude's name is Moose.
Who wrote it?
And then Devon Sawa's name is Hunter Dunbar. The writer is Fred Durst and Dave Beckerman.
That sounds familiar.
Dave Beckerman is known for writing nothing else.
Really? Oh, never mind. It doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, but that's what our boy Durst
is. You asshole!
Man, good for Fred getting his name out there.
Hey, he's definitely not going to fuck you after doing a movie with Devon Sawa.
Fuck no.
I'm excited.
My tea has gone cold. I wonder why. I got a bit at home.
All right. let me see. What was I going to do? I thought I fucked. Oh, I fucked something up. All right. Okay. You're good. You're done with yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that one.
This is Runa, aka Runa Byte, BYTE, on Instagram. Is another like suicide girl. Mm-hmm. She doesn't call herself a suicide girl on there, but she probably is.
Yeah, she's got tattoos.
Yeah,
I saw Instagram a suicide modeling girl the other day.
Really?
I don't know which one, but she was just covered in tats.
Yeah,
head to toe.
They don't even have
really
to be
hot.
Fully covered in tats so either like, now, probably, right?
No, I've seen like a couple that was like one girl has like two tattoos, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
yeah.
I wonder where I'd like to hear or see an interview talking about why you guys went with suicide girls.
Yeah.
Like what the thing was with
emo,
that.
I don't know. Emo
because shit. Also it's like, wasn't there, what didn't Maude say some shit? Like she didn't want to be called a suicide girl anymore because it was a trigger word.
Maude Franklin.
Yeah.
Lives
she's
in Grand Rapids.
GR, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not. All right.
She's, she'll live there.
Runa, Runa, aka Runa Byte. She's got tattoos. She likes memes, leads. I don't know, in crappy fashion. She's got white hair, pale skin, and an owl tattoo on her chest. Runa,
I've seen her.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I let her drop an owl pellet on my chest. Not even if. I let
what
her
if?
Shit
what
on
if,
my chest.
What if you?
I dropped the screw
in the Runa.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking
buddy.
Of that.
Oh no.
No, you're
I'm
good.
Sorry.
Runa wouldn't fuck me, not even if we made some Runa noodle casserole together.
I actually liked tuna noodle casserole.
Did you?
Yeah, my mom makes a pretty good one.
I liked it too.
I like casseroles, man.
I'm a fan of casseroles.
My mom would always make this one. It was mashed potatoes, hamburger, gravy, corn, and then cheese on top.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a casserole boy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's got to be a Midwest thing for sure, right?
Yeah, it's just potatoes with meat and then a veggie and then cheese on it.
Which is crazy, though, because it's like, it seems like a meal for big families, but it also, that was a meal that I had with like single parents.
Yeah.
With divorced parents or whatever the fuck, but like, that's not an easy meal.
No.
That's a lot of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair amount.
Yeah.
It's no Blue Apron.
Yeah.
You fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Nowadays. Just get it all sent to you, huh?
Nope.
You single parents nowadays.
Yeah.
Whack. I'll tell you something else.
I don't know what I'm doing and everybody hates me.
That's what it used to be like.
Pretty much.
Okay? Yeah. That was everybody else back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now you guys just fucking put on a blue apron and call me a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Yeah. Nope.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was the last one I had for that.
Casserole.
Runa noodle casserole.
I feel like a pie's asshole when no one mentions my casserole.
Oh, is that a...
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, nice. I like that.
I got hurt feelings. I got squirted on ceilings. All right. I think I actually did do this girl once, and we talked about it yesterday.
So she isn't a wouldn't fuck me. She actually fucked you once?
No.
Oh, no, you? No. She wasn't. She?
Yeah,
you,
I did fuck her. She's a repeat.
Reskeet.
Yeah, reskeet. Margarita. I don't know how to say this, but I'm just gonna go with Leviva.
Leviva.
Yeah. Leviva.
Yeah, Leviva is fun.
Yeah, sure. Margarita Leviva. She's Russian. So that makes the accent is perfect to write.
Or speak for yourself, moron.
But that was all happenstance. But she's in the show called The Deuce. Good show. I enjoy watching it. But she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I dropped a deuce in her poos.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a. The space docking is what they call that, I think.
Ooh, sure.
Is that what it's called? Space docking might be when you put...
Alabama Hot Pocket.
That might be what it is.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I think space docking is when two uncircumcised penises, pee-pees, you know, skin up.
Skin. Shorts versus skins.
Yeah, skin up. That's a basketball game I want to see. Is
shirts
when
versus
like,
foreskins?
It's like, yeah, foreskins. Shirts versus foreskin. And no one could tell because everyone's still wearing shirts.
Yeah.
But it's like, just, no, I know Johnny. Yeah. He's uncircumcised.
Yeah. Uncut boy.
Yeah. I like that.
He's still got the wrapping paper. Yeah, still got the bow on.
They don't celebrate Christmas at his house, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, yes. All right. This is Blood V. Blood V, a.k.a. Blood V. B-L-O-O-D-V-Y. I don't know why I wrote it twice. That's her Instagram handle. Petite girl, big weeb. Don't know if she meant to write dweeb. From Florida. An INT published model. I don't know if that means international or integrated or internal.
Yeah, internal organ.
Internal published model. Yeah. But Blood V, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I bought her a blood diamond.
Okay.
You know, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I showed her my blood sausage.
Nice.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was my bloody Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I want to fuck your blood. And she wouldn't fuck me. And it's just that blood simple.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it.
Double the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
That's yeah. You know what I'm bummed about? I just watched one of those fucking things that I like to put on where it's like the combination of trailers where it's like, oh, here's 18 minutes of new trailers. The new fucking Coen Brothers movie has Franco in it.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing a new one.
Yeah.
What is it?
I forgot what it's called already, but it's something like the Tale of Buster from Arrested Development. Busker Scoggs or some shit. Woody knows right now and he's upset with me.
Is it another folk movie?
Yeah, it's like, no, it's Western.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Franco is in the trailer quite a bit, but it seems like he's not in the movie a ton, but they also have it cut.
That'd be great.
But the cast is great aside from that, and it seems like a lot of fun. I'm excited to see the movie, but I don't like his face. I don't like him. I don't think he's a great actor. But
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, good call.
Yeah, Buster Scruggs. All right. Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It's got a we thought you was a toad. He's Buster Scruggs, the dude from I think he's been in most Coen Brothers movies, but the dude from Oh Brother Where Art Thou. It's that scene where he's yelling at him. We thought you was a toad. Do not seek the treasure.
This guy?
yeah. He's in holes, too.
I like that guy.
I like him, too. He's awesome. What's his name?
Tim Blake Nelson.
Tim Blake Nelson. Shout out to
Tom Waits.
Tim
Waits is in it.
You're a pervert.
Yeah.
Got you, Tim.
Yeah. Tim. Tom Waits is in some other wild indie shit, right? Not a fan?
No.
I think he's a little overrated.
She's in it. Zoe Kazan. I like her.
Show me the face because all I can see is Kumail. Oh yeah, I do like her.
Yeah,
I like Tom Waits in movies.
I
haven't heard a lot of his music, but every time I have, it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah,
but I don't want to judge because I haven't heard enough. So
I don't want to die. Okay,
I think he's in. The first thing I ever saw him in was Down by Law.
I don't know.
Think that's what it's called. Woody would know. Woody.
Oh, he's in fucking Wrist Cutters.
My name is Woody.
Yeah, yeah. He's like God in Wrist Cutters, I think. Or he's some weird shit.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Will Arnett's got in that.
Oh, okay.
He's someone called Neller.
Oh, okay. He's like a part of the camp that they find.
Yeah. He's also in Domino. Fuck yeah, Domino.
Yeah.
Mystery Men. I forgot about that.
He's in Seven Psychopaths, too.
Yep. What was the one you were talking about?
What?
You said the first thing you said.
Down by Law?
It'd be
Down
like real law. Early, I think. Yeah, Down by Law.
Is it called that?
Good call. Right, yeah, cool.
Who directed that? Oh, I know
Jim
who it
Jarmusch.
Is. Jarmusch, yep. I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
Woody already knew it. I know it. I know Woody. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
I know. All right. I'm sorry, Woody.
Did you finish Patterson?
No, I fell asleep.
Okay.
But not because it was boring, but I threw it on, like, I think maybe during the day when I was...
We watched it together.
Oh, did we? And I fell asleep. Will you watch the rest?
No, you fell asleep and I turned it off because I hated it.
Okay.
I That's fucking what it was. Hated it.
I think we've done that a couple times where you've either finished it without me or you just turned it off. Is he asleep? Dink.
Yeah. And then I read the ending and I was just like, I'm glad I turned it off.
Was that Jarmusch?
Yeah. I really didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? Hey, you know?
Tell me about it, Stud.
He's good. I just didn't like that movie.
Yeah. Well, you guys, guess what? Speaking of Down by Law, we got somebody that we're always excited to hear from, who is definitely down by law and probably going down on the law to get the time to call us at least. But he goes by the name of Clemen, and I already forgot the fun thing that I sang last time. Didn't I sing a thing about?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, it's been a while. Since we heard from Clemen. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, whatever. But we got Clemen. We got a call from Clemen. You guys, we're going to share that with you real quick. And you want to try that out?
Penis.
That's all.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like how when I was getting this, I was like, bro, it's not like, well, because people could buy this who are actually good at music and shit. Mm-hmm. That would be able to mix up a lot of neat shit. And I was like, we're just going to be doing like weird pitches and like. Yeah.
Michael Bird is gay.
when you do it, take your face away from your other mic. That way that mic hits harder.
Michael Bird is gay.
Wait, do it again.
Michael Bird is gay.
He's gay. What?
Michael Bird is gay.
I don't care. That's right. Funny.
Sorry, Michael.
The pitching is very funny. all right, you guys. Well, we got a call from Clemen. We're gonna play it here, and we're gonna see what he's been up to. You know, because it's been a while.
Oh.
Whoa, what's love got to do?
Oh.
Got to do with it.
He's trying to do his own podcast, I think.
What's love but a phone call from Clemen? What's up, House Sadness Podcast?
Yo.
It's Clemen giving you another one of my weekly phone calls. Quite honestly, I'm in a chipper mood today, man.
I did enjoy that.
I did too, yeah.
Okay.
And I actually saved up enough tokens here in prison to get myself a little shower rate.
Wait, I paused that at a really unfortunate time for him, but is he at the Chuck E. Cheese prison?
Yeah.
Saved up enough.
Did he say tokens?
He said tokens.
Shower tokens?
Oh, they do have shower tokens. I'm sorry. Now that's just me being ignorant because I've never been to jail before.
That's ignorant.
Video. It actually only tuned.
Uh-oh. I fucked this up.
Oh, no.
Can't see the fucking thing because my thumb... Whatever.
Oh, no. Big slim dog. 80-pound balls. 6-inch long. Back up in the... He's a baby. He's shady. He's so crazy. Okay.
All right, here we go.
But a phone call from Clemen.
This is worth hearing again.
I like
What's up, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clemen giving you another one of my weekly phone calls. Quite honestly, I'm in a chipper mood today, man. I actually saved up enough tokens here in prison to get myself a little shower radio.
Oh.
It actually only tunes to 80s love, an 80s love station, so I'm kind of limited in what I'm allowed to listen to.
I was going to say, it would suck if you had to save up tokens to get shower radio.
Yeah.
That would be rough.
It's got both.
Yeah, both.
But I've been on a Tina Turner kick for 4 days, and I got to tell you folks, I got zero regrets about that. Nonetheless, good to talk to you boys again. Good to touch base. So, yeah, man, we got through the first day of the case. Boy, it was a roller coaster, man. So we got to do opening statements. The district attorney went first. It's this woman named Sandra is representing the district attorney. She got up there first. She got to lay out the defense's strategy and why they believe I did the crime and yada, yada, yada. She got about 20 seconds in, and I was composed and collected. And then she looked at me weird. And I don't know, man, something came over me, but I vaulted out of my chair
bit
that bitch in the calf muscle so hard you thought a fucking pit bull had gotten a clamp on her leg.
No, Clemen.
So, yeah, man, I had a little bit of an oopsie moment during the first day of the case.
Big oopsie.
So, you know, they locked me up for the day. We're going to resume it again tomorrow. But like I said, man, it's the simple things in prison that keep you going. So despite the fact that my first day on the case just fell completely to shit, it was just nice to come back here, you know, and listen to Tina Turner singing about, you know, life and love and loss and big hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in a chipper mood, man. I'm looking at today as a glass half full kind of day.
In like a chip your tooth kind of mood too. Yeah. You almost chipped your tooth on her calf. I mean, I appreciate a man who goes right for the calf muscle.
Yeah.
That takes him down. It's down and out. It's like when you see people in movies shoot someone, they get him in the shoulder or something. They can still stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Yeah. You bite him in the calf.
Tequila. Yes.
Yes. Tequila. Yes. Down for the count. I think a good move. Good pull.
So
should have waited for a different
time. Yeah, man. Really quickly, you know, before you know we get into anything, I just want to let you know, Jacob, that I was so happy when you received my stuffed animal that I sent you with the fake titties a couple weeks ago that I actually commissioned my relative to go ahead and make another one.
Oh.
So you will be receiving in the mail at a certain point. It's actually a kind of a meerkat. It's not a meerkat exactly. It's some kind of crossbreed between a meerkat and something that looks like a raccoon. We call it a mongoloid rat just because we're not exactly sure what type of species it is. But nonetheless, Jacob, because you like fake titties, we've mounted fake titties on this one. And we've actually gone ahead and replaced the head with a, it's actually like a little G.I. Joe figure, but it's a custom head of Mel Gibson.
Ooh, okay.
And we got him with like the Lethal Weapon mullet on there.
Nice.
So we have that mounted on top of the meerkat with the fake titties. And quite honestly, man, I think it is my relative's pièce de résistance for, you know, his taxidermy skills. But that is in the mail.
I'm psyched.
And also, I've mailed something to Casey, too, man.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm pretty sure you got it, Casey. So when I hop off the phone here, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone that what the little package I sent you in the mail. I want you to tell them what I sent you. Mm-hmm. But let's keep that for a surprise once we're done with Clemen. But, yeah, man, another Team Cubanos and Team Casey update. We had that meeting I was telling you about. It went great. Man, the toilet wine was just a big hit because we were actually using the secret ingredient. You use Welch's grape juice that you get from the, you know, the commissary. You use that as your base for the toilet wine. And then for the fermentation, we actually we've been using a fella's urine for a while because I don't know how it happened, but the man has a yeast infection. And it's just gotten progressively worse over time. But quite honestly, the worse it's gotten for him, the better the toilet wine has gotten for us. So, needless to say, you know, that really greased the wheels when we sat down for the Team Casey and the Team Cubano meeting. Sorted through our issues, you know, talked about, you know, how we were going to proceed forward with this rivalry, you know, with a chivalrous attitude.
Well, that seems good.
And everyone left, you know, in good spirits. Which was exactly what the Team Cubano's plan was, because we poisoned the Team Casey sons of bitches.
Oh, guys.
We tainted their toilet wine.
Wow.
And as of right now, all of them, every single member of the Team Casey side is now vomiting and spewing hot shit out their asshole like it's their last few minutes, you know, on this planet, which it very well might be.
Motherfucker.
That was the plan, fellas. We at Team Cubano have been surreptitiously brewing together a plan, literally.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, he's kicking some sore-ass words out.
Yeah. To whittle down the Team Casey side, and I think we did that with this bullshit summit we put together. You know, it was a big act to put on. You know, these fellas thought that we were coming at them, you know, in a
amicable,
a cordial way.
Mm.
But we were actually just planning to double cross these little motherfuckers for weeks now, man, and we pulled it off. So the point is, Team Casey and the Team Cubano side, as of right now.
Wow.
Team Cubano is in the lead, and Team Casey is actually physically, literally dying off as we speak.
Yeah, right.
But again, we gotta wait this out, see what happens. But I will keep you boys updated on that, nonetheless. But yeah, man.
I gotta say, I don't know. I respect the trickery and the setup and planning that went into it, but. I don't know. I just got to say again, you know, I feel like you guys should find a way to work together. Maybe you could take down the system.
Got to do.
Exactly.
Listen to your girl.
Everything. It's got everything to do with it, you know?
Let Tina turn this around, you know what I'm saying?
Please, Tina. Hey, get Tina Turner and Bob Seger together.
Yeah.
And Tina turn the page.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And maybe on the next page is the end of your jail time because you kill all the guards instead.
Mm-hmm.
Make a summit there.
Yeah.
Poison them with the homeboy with his yeast infection.
Yeah. How does a man get a yeast infection?
I'll tell you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking bread.
Good old bread pants over there.
Something like that. Yeah. Old loaf.
fucking loafing around all the time.
What is it? Stove top stuffing.
Yeah. Stove top. Stuffing top.
Stuffing top. I like that.
Muffin top. Whatever. I'm retarded. Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you guys should work together, but that's
gay.
I mean,
third.
A pathetic, a gay
yeah.
1 point.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to fight each other. That's what they want, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they want. They want you guys to be fighting.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They won't tell you that you should know is none of the guards like House Sadness.
Yes.
I guarantee it. You guys should revolt against them. That's my opinion. I'm not saying riot. I know it's been whispered.
Yeah.
But
you guys chose a side. Those people didn't choose
exactly
a side at all.
Yeah. And this side,
those oval motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Oval loving motherfuckers.
Oval teen drinking.
Yeah.
Buttholes.
Yeah.
They just they're what are they? France? Neutral.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll Swiss.
Swish. Swiss.
Swish.
Swish.
Not a swish. I'll tell you what a swish is. Is joining forces.
Yeah.
Okay. Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm.
Comic. Yeah, whatever. We'll get back to you.
The Montagues and the... I forgot.
Capulets.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
Join forces and then no one has to kill themselves. Yeah. that's the moral of that story,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
If everyone would have just joined forces and killed Mother Earth instead, then no one would have killed
Jamie Kennedy in that terrible remake.
If we all would have just joined forces and killed Jamie Kennedy, then they could have... Then Leo and... I don't remember
who else was in that movie.
I know John Leguizamo was,
yeah,
but
he wasn't
Juliet. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He was a...
He was a fapulet because I was jacking off so hard to him.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Oh, Luigi.
Yeah, somebody else was a Montagu.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
You know. But all right, sorry, Clement.
Tomorrow I start in on the second day of the case. You know, I know that I got to be a little bit more reserved, a little bit more composed this time. It was hard, man. I've had a biting issue my entire life. You know, I've always just bit things, you know, for better or worse. Like I said, when that dumb hoe started spouting her mouth off, I just, you know, I rushed at her. It was like a cheetah's speed, too. I mean, I'm kind of impressed with myself, to be quite honest. But nonetheless, we were off to a rough start. It's not looking good for Clement right now. But tomorrow I'm actually going to present my smoking gun evidence, which is fingerprints that were not found that have recently been discovered on the murder weapon. And pop quiz, you're not going to believe whose prints are on the weapon, man. But I ain't going to say just yet. I think we all know whose prints are on the weapon.
Yours.
They definitely did not get planted on the weapon. They're not fabricated fingerprints.
Hmm.
But nonetheless, man, I'm presenting that tomorrow at the case. We'll see how well the jury takes it and hope that we score one for Clemen. But honestly, man, it's been a rough night. I kind of just want to, you know, just unwind a little bit. So I'll leave you boys on that note, but I will be calling in again soon. And until that time, you know, we'll let Tina take it out for us.
There it is.
Yeah.
So, Jacob Kuban, I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
And Casey, quit being a faggot. All right, boys, I'll talk to you soon.
I love you.
Well, hey, you guys.
Wow.
That was
a lot of demands.
That was Clemen. Yeah.
That's a hefty demand, Clemen.
Hey, I would have assumed he was a biter.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think...
a lover, not a biter.
It's a good move. I used to be a biter.
Yeah.
Probably still am.
Mm.
I don't know. I haven't been put in a situation where a dumb hoe has said some shit to me. But I'm my biter.
Calf in a while.
You know? I haven't gotten a nibble on a calf. I've been trying to turn these calves into bulls.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah, I'm curious that he said that he's gonna send me another taxidermied big titted hoe animal. He said he sent you something? Did you get any? You got something in the mail?
I
don't remember hearing anything about this. I remember hearing one time I was in my room, I was taking a shit, and in my room.
You don't have a toilet.
No, not at all. Just taking a shit in my room, and I heard you laugh and cry at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, I've, fuck. God damn it, whatever.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can take your time.
Look, I don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but there's no reason to call me a name like that.
What did he call you?
Speak for yourself, moron.
Yeah. You know how I've been trying to start a garden, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So every Thursday...
It's hard to do in L.A.
Yep. Every Thursday, I get a new fresh bag of manure, right?
Mm.
Nice steaming pile of horse cum. That's probably why my garden's not going
yeah,
well.
I was
going
to say that might be why nothing's growing, but...
You know.
Speak for yourself, moron.
Wrong one.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been trying to start this garden and, I got my package, what I thought was my regular Thursday package of horse cum. And, you know, I opened it up there and, you know what? It wasn't any horse cum.
Really?
No, it was, some shit. And I was like, you know what?
Some shit?
Yeah. And I was like, maybe these people were like, I think this guy's trying to grow a garden. And they're like being like, well,
our horses are all out of cum.
Well, yeah, we're out of cum, buddy. Why don't you try some shit? That's
we
what
got a ton of shit.
Do.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I want some hydroponic carrots. You know, hydrocomic carrots. I don't know. Hydro-spunking carrots. Semen.
This is how my family's been doing it for generation on generation.
Yeah, I'm the horse whisperer. But, you know.
I'm trying to get my Mr. Hands, green thumb, Mr. Hands. Did you hear that?
I did.
Sounded like somebody banged on the window.
No, I think it's their fucking door downstairs.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. They slammed that motherfucker.
Yeah,
dude.
It's so hard.
Yeah. I opened up the package and it was some shit. And it did look like Mel Gibson, which I was like, coincidence.
Well,
coincidence.
Yeah.
But, you know, who shit is this? You know?
Did it grow some racist plants?
we'll see in a couple weeks. And I feel like he's fucking with me now.
So Clemen sent you a nugget of shit that looked like Mel Gibson, or it was a bag of shit.
It was a bag of shit,
all Mel Gibson chunks of turd.
Well, I opened it up and it smelled like freedom.
I was gonna say they all just look like his different characters.
Yeah. Wow. And I did, you know, I used about half of it, and then I sent it back because I don't want to be wasteful.
Okay.
But if he says he's got some prints now, I'm getting a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, if you sent it back, that's
I don't wear gloves while I'm, you know, fucking smearing shit.
No. Who uses glove when they're handling shit?
Yeah. You know, I gotta
get a man.
Yeah, exactly. A loser, that's who.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
No, I like for my plants to, you know, taste like shit and feel like me.
Yeah. I like to get down and curdy with it when feeling
down
some
and curdy,
shit.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
I'm a little worried now.
I don't think I've ever seen a CSI where they've taken a print off of shit.
Yeah.
But I also have.
Well, I also did come in the
Play-Doh.
Shit.
Oh.
It happened. It wasn't my proudest moment. I had a wet dream the night before. It didn't change, and I slipped and fell in the shit. And I think I Mr. Beaned my way into, you know, fucking getting convicted of a murder. It's unfortunate, but you know what they say.
Mr. Vanilla Beaned.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Yeah, Mr. Vanilla Bean, yeah. Yeah, where he just slips and ends up jerking you off.
Yeah, just slips and ends up spilling his cum everywhere.
I like it.
Oh, no use crying over spilt cum, though, you guys. It's it's a common mistake. Well, shit, man. I'm,
So, yeah, you might need a new roommate.
Who knows? I got your back. We'll figure it out. I mean, it's, yeah. I don't know what kind of technology he's got, but I know that everybody in these CSI shows have a lot more than being in jail to get prints off of things. But
it's true, yeah.
It is easy to gather cum, though. You can ask my ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
And the shit, I feel
brown
like it
eyedropper.
Just like fertilizes it and makes it grow. So, yeah.
That's how you get shitty kids.
Yep. garbage shit kids.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Clemen. It was great hearing from you.
Fuck you.
I know that you're saying that you're feeling chipper and good, but hey, man, you gotta.
Fuck you. bitch.
You gotta enjoy it a little more than, just, I don't know, calm the hatred, John. Who's John? Calm the hatred down a little bit, you know? Yeah. It's called House Sadness. You're supposed to be sad, not angry.
Yeah.
You know? And we're all sad together. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. We shouldn't be fighting one another.
Yeah.
Or at least you're keeping it consistent with Mel Gibson, though. All right, you guys. Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break with 60 seconds of Mr. Microphone. Speaking of all the cool shit that we've been doing with this new
beautiful kind of toy that we get to play with, it's pretty fun. Why do I keep doing this?
Yeah, it's Mr. Microphone, you guys.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
Hey, on the radio.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
I got one.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And it's only $14.88. Mr. Microphone, buy two or three, they really make great Christmas gifts.
I got one. You can ask my ass and talk to my dad. He's in there with you.
It's kind of all that Mr. Microphone was.
I like it.
Did you ever see The Simpsons with the Mr. Microphone? Where
I don't think so.
Homer thinks it's the greatest gift like ever invented, so he buys one for Bart. I didn't realize how close to the commercial they made it until I found this. And they legit, in The Simpsons one, have, I think Homer, Homer's using it to yell at Marge. He's like, hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. Just straight from the commercial. Yeah. Just that silly.
I don't remember that.
It's a weird ass commercial.
Yeah, that is but, very weird.
I got one.
Yeah, no, it's me. Hey, professional musicians use it to practice with. Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know,
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, one. I want to squeeze them.
That was the wrong one.
Yeah.
There you go.
In
thank
your
you.
Bra.
Yes. Yeah.
Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching.
Tony here?
Yeah, I know. Cookie. Crunch.
Crunch.
Mm.
It's that time
of the... Speaking of the crunch.
Yeah. Munch.
Yeah, speaking of the crunch and munch and the old...
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Hell yeah.
We've been cataloging a lot of our scatta... Skeeta slogging.
Sure. Skeeting, slogging, slogging.
Skeeting, slogging. And we got a couple of new things here for you guys, ready for you. That's, you know, you guys, we've done this bit before, but mm-hmm. It's things that you can yell while you're coming. It's called
Scream Your Jeans.
Come.
That's that's about it. It's coming. Things to yell when you come, or things that we've heard yelled at us while the other person is coming, or just coming in general. Things about coming. And you know what?
Shut your butt.
Shut your butt. Otherwise, it'll spill all the cum. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? And let me know if you want to use this thing at all.
No, mine aren't very good.
No, mine aren't either. But hey,
I only got eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. Whatever. So you're fucking a clown hooker, right?
Yeah.
You don't have enough money
uh-huh.
to pay her. So you're like, you're going to die, clown.
Okay. I like that.
I'll suck as many dicks as I've got.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. I'm the best.
I got one here. I'm just going to try to use this thing as much Go as ahead. Possible so it doesn't. So I don't have to. Actually do things, but if you're
my god
you're having sex with a girl, right, and you're a 13-year-old boy, and you're about to come and then you're like,
gee willikers.
it's something like that.
All right.
Where you're just like, you know,
I like it.
Willikers,
you know.
I like
something,
it, yeah.
Something close to that, where it's like, gee willikers, something close to
nice
to that. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I got this one. You're fucking a janitor, right?
Oh yeah, okay.
And you got some bad news because you're like, somebody shit in the locker.
Oh no, it's not your gut locker.
No, not in the squirt locker.
No, not the squirt locker.
I got a feeling.
I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
The somebody shit in the locker.
Oh, I think it's right there. Oh.
Somebody shit in the locker.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not in alphabetical order. It was one.
No, I thought we already pushed it, but you know.
Yuck.
It's okay.
I got one. I got one that might call for the old mic here. That's interesting. We'll see how it works. But I think it's something like, so you're having anal sex with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You're having anal sex and they're
obviously.
Just like, their butthole is mad tight.
Yep.
Like super duper tight. And you're like,
do you believe I came in your bum?
Yeah, something. So it's something.
And then they fart and you're like,
that's spoken like a true asshole.
Yeah.
I think I've done that before.
Yeah, me too.
That's fine.
It's been an interesting ride, yeah. You know?
Even that fat one.
But yeah, you're just like, do I you like believe it. I came in your bum? And they're like, yeah, no shit.
I can feel something inside me say,
this just... isn't just shit. It must be cum, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I like that. That was good. It's good assist.
Thanks, yeah.
Golden showers. Why not?
I don't know why I love that so much. Or it's just like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, golden showers, right? Right before you blast off, you're like, smells like you could use a shower, stinky.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
That's a great one for someone who's got a kink for golden showers and Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And what else? And being like put down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stinky.
Yeah. So like. Kind of a cuck. Mm-hmm.
Bullying.
Okay, bullying. That's yeah. Okay, that's what it is. There is one that's just
yeah,
I was
gonna
say
thing, yeah.
How big is the cuck umbrella?
Yeah, I think
yeah. Under my cuck umbrella.
I like it. Hey, he's
AIDS.
Gay.
Don't
kiss my ass.
I got one that's you're having sex
pretty
with a girl,
rough.
Right? It's just stupid. Okay. You're having sex with a girl, right? And you're having sex with her, and all she says is, she just says, don't come on my tits.
Oh,
at all.
Wow.
You're right. I know, right?
I believe.
And then you're just like, well, that's my sorry, and it's sticking to your tits.
Yeah,
I'll do it again.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's my sorry, and it's sticking to your tits.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to your tits. Yeah.
And it's sticking to your tits.
I like it.
That's my sorry. Yeah, so like that's your way of apologizing while coming like already, it. Yeah.
So you're fucking in your parents' bed, right?
Oh, okay.
And it gets a little messy, and you're like, my mom and dad are going to be so mad.
You gotta be like sobbing though.
Yeah, and she stabbed you a couple times, I guess. I don't know.
She wore a strap on for a bit.
Yeah.
Stabbed you in the ass, made you cry.
Yeah.
Hey, my mom and dad are gonna be so mad at me. She made you scream.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
there
what
we
we're
go.
Saying,
yeah.
You guys.
And fucking Skeet Ulrich is in the corner, being an asshole,
doing what he does, is doing what he's named after. Yeah. Skeet
Ulrich.
And then later you're like, hey, do you want to watch TV? And she's like, yeah, sure. And just smashes the whole TV on your face because she's upset.
Yeah. Like in Nightmare on Elm Street.
She does that to him in that, though.
Is that 3 or 4?
In Scream, she does that to him.
Oh, she smashes the TV on him?
She shoves the TV on Lillard's face.
That.
Yeah.
I remember in, I think it's not as
graphic. I think it's 3. It's the one they're in the mental hospital.
Yeah, yeah, where he becomes a TV and he's like, "Welcome to prime time, bitch."
Yeah,
yeah,
that one's so fun.
That's a good effect,
dude. That whole movie is so fun. Oh yeah, it was 3.
Is it the Dream Warriors?
Yeah, it was 3 because they did 1, which was dope,
and then they did the fucking karate one,
the weird number 2. That was like the weird gay karate.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, are you talking about the number 2 movie?
Number 2 movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 3 has, like, there's one where they have, like, a kid, like, he pretty much just, like, air fights him.
That's
really bad.
That.
I think that's the 3rd. But, yeah, number 2 is,
number
the
2 is the one where they were, like, even after, during, people somehow didn't notice it, but then, like, in the doc, they're like, how did we not notice
him? Yeah, and the screenwriter's like, yeah, okay, and I was, like, dealing with some stuff.
Just wasn't out yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then I think number 3 was the mental hospital, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that's one of my, I think that aside from New Nightmare is like my favorite.
Yeah.
They had like a weird 3D-ish one or something, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was the one where he shows up to like a fucking pool party though? I never saw that one.
That's the second one.
Is that the second one? That's why. I never saw that one.
Yeah, the Freddy's Dead final chapter, that's 5. And that has the sequence in 3D and also where he's like playing a video game.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scene. Yeah. Was Dream Child, was that number 4
Dream Child
or 6?
I think it goes Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge. And
Freddy's
then
Revenge is what that's called. Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. And then there's like another one that's like pretty much the same name as that.
Mm.
4, and then there's the Dream Child. Wait, is that what I'm thinking of? I have the box set over there.
Yeah. There's like 8 of them, though, isn't there?
There's 7.
7.
7.
Wait, including 6, New Nightmare?
6. 6. I'm going to go get the box
set. Yeah, get the box set. I remember, I think the mental hospital one was my favorite before New Nightmare. But I also didn't see several of them for a while. And then I saw the one where that it's kind of like got a weird video game thing. Aren't they like stuck in like a weird cul-de-sac or some shit?
That's Freddy's Dead.
That's Freddy's Dead. Okay.
I can't find the box over here.
Huh. But no, that's fine. I almost bought like the full chunk box set at one point.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're fun.
Dream Warrior.
They're, you know what? They're more fun. Like that full box set, I would suggest buying more so than like the Friday the 13th box set.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely agree.
Because even when the Nightmare on Elm Street are bad, they're like silly bad.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah. So then the 4. Yeah. The 4 is the Dream Master. That's what
Dream
it was.
Master.
And then 5 is the fucking with the kid.
Dream Child.
Dream Child.
the fuck's going on? God, I hate that. I just hate that they fucking yell at the same. They yell at the same volume when he's dying as when nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. So like we're doing something and it's like, oh, cool. Is this going to be like the last time I had to fucking run down there?
Yeah. Five's a dream child. And then you have A New Nightmare. And then you have Freddy versus Jason, if you want to count that as seven.
I mean, so I guess six. I would count that. Yeah. And then I guess eight would be the remake.
Yeah.
Is that it then? Mm-hmm. That was the remake was the last nightmare, right?
Yeah.
They've got to be working on trying to get something going with that again because it's been a chunk. Yeah. When was the last Jason movie? Freddy versus Jason? No, because Michael Bay's production company remade it.
They did that Friday the 13th where he's like shooting people with arrows and shit.
Yeah, that was the same time they did. I didn't hate it either. I've watched it several times too.
Big boobies.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
All right, back to fucking.
They put him in every one of the Michael Bay produced remakes. Yeah. I got one here though that was like, this is when you're with a girl and she comes without warning you. She comes.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're like,
that's new.
Yeah, you're like, left that out your service jacket. Yeah, I know you got secrets. Everybody got secrets. Didn't know you liked to get wet, dog. You know? So that's just something.
What's that from?
Training Day.
Oh, nice.
Draining Day.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, the sexual terming, but
why can't I find it?
Yeah, I guess I could have just said, didn't know you like to get wet, dog. Would be if you were with someone who's never come before, and then when she does, you know.
My ass.
I'm trying to find the fucking.
Which one?
There, goddamn! I knew it was on this side. Yeah. Worth it. Worth it.
Whatever. I like it.
Bend over and take it up the tailpipe.
All right. So you finish fucking a blue duck.
Ooh, okay.
And you're like, that's quacktastic.
Yeah. I like that. Sure. That's good. How many more you got?
Three.
Okay. So this one again is the girl tells you, hey, we can do whatever you want. Just don't come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, wow, that sounds supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, shit, I just came. And and so then that's the end of that. And then that's when you take the sprinkled up plan B.
You're like,
smash it in the air.
Even the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
I didn't know that they were doing a new Mary Poppins movie.
Are they really?
Yep.
Of course they are.
Emily Blunt.
I'm atrocious to the east. I'm atrocious to the... I hate that song. Yeah, I didn't know that. Of course they are.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Yeah.
You old fat bitch!
Let's get back to Golden Showers. Why not? right before you do it, you're like, there will be suds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a.
I'm a golden shower man.
The golden shower man. Yeah. Oh, hey, it's the. God damn it!
You drink my piss shake. Oh, sure.
Fucking party man.
Fucking golden shower man.
Fucking party man.
Oh, that's so good. That's all. I got two left.
Yeah, what was I going to say about
both
that?
Both on the same subject. Right. On the pain subject. You know what I'm talking about?
So this is like, this is when you're fucking fucking somebody in the court of law. Or, in court. And it's the lawyer is fucking you.
Oh, okay.
And is really just giving it to you. And the attorney, she just wants you to come, you know, and she's like, she's just really giving it to you, trying to get you to come. And you're like, splooge, you can't handle the splooge. And that's.
You got more than a few good men for her.
Few half a million men, seamen.
Yeah.
Waiting inside.
Will you shut up, shut up, shut up. Like, shut up.
Yeah, so I mean that's a thing that happens in the court of law.
I like it
every once in a while.
So you're pegging someone who likes to stay hydrated.
Uh-huh.
You're like, peg his water loving ass, Greg. Yeah.
I like that.
We have that one on here, right?
I don't know if we do.
I thought we had the... I thought we did.
It might be on 15.
I think I just pushed the... Yeah, I would have pushed it by now, right? Yeah. I don't think we got it, no.
There's only one water boy on there. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. It's okay.
It's on here somewhere. It's just not on this page, probably.
Good, great, yeah. Grand, wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, that was a... I'll save that one for later, but... what's... okay, so this one is like... This one's like, you're having sex, right? And you come, and you didn't let her know you came because you're wearing a condom.
Yep.
So you want to just keep things going,
plow through.
Yeah. So you're just trying to plow through, and you're trying to just make everybody fappy and happy. Mm. And so you come, but you don't even show it.
Fappy.
And then, and then she goes, "What smells like cum?" And you go, "You smelt it. You dealt it." And then you take off.
I like it.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's like. Then every time you talk to somebody else about it, how was your night with old Dick Skin?
Yeah.
He's like, I guess I must have came because I smelled it first, you know?
Yeah.
So it smelled like a pool. I don't know.
A pool?
I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck!
You smelled it. You dealt it.
I like it.
That's the...
Delta Airlines.
Yeah. That's our new motto.
Yeah. All right. Last one. You're getting pegged, right? We've all been there.
Hey, yeah, come on.
Getting pegged.
It's 2019, yeah. Right? Isn't it already there yet?
Yeah, pretty close. And
isn't it Ice Cube? Are we there yet?
Oh, that's a good question. Seriously, are we there yet? Isn't that the sequel?
What was the first one?
I think it's called Are We There Yet? Oh, it's Are We Done Yet?
Are We Done Yet?
Yeah, sorry, the second Woody. One? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much I love Ice Cube.
That's when he's going to get actually upset. That'd be funny if that's when he finally texts, like, are you fucking kidding me? You didn't know Ice Cube, the difference between Are We There Yet and Are We Done Yet?
Uh-oh. I fucked up. But yeah, so you're getting pegged, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And getting pegged.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where your dog is.
Oh, shit.
So you're like, you get out of my ass and you find that fucking dog.
I like that.
Miss Lippy.
I like that a lot. Yeah. You're acting like real Miss Lippy right now. Yeah. Now get out of my ass and find that fucking dog.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
You Sandler'd it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
He's an easy one. He's an easy go to.
It's a fan.
I'm a fan.
I just turned my head to burp off. Fucking the mic, but I didn't. I'm a fan, is what I was gonna say. I'm gonna fuck this one up, but oh,
do these work?
Yeah.
That one's not working.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Yeah.
They're all. Oh, I deleted them.
Oh, okay.
So the placeholders are there.
Take that faggy little pattern off.
Oh no! Oh no, Tim. Boy.
Then I'm going to wipe my butt and take a shit.
Oh, no, Tim.
Yeah, I was looking for a fart. That was all. All right, that's all I got.
All right, I got one more here. Oh, we're back to the olden days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Want me to go back?
No, that's fine.
Jacob's taking a fart break.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay.
You didn't miss much because you heard all the ways that I could be farting.
That dude is gay.
But I think I... All right, so I've got this one... I've got this one where it's like you're having sex with a girl, and I don't even know how to set this fucking stupid thing up. But you're having sex with this girl and or man or tran, and you're having sex one way or the other, and all of a sudden, you know, you just hear,
I can feel it coming in your hair tonight, my sword. Been masturbating for what feels like all my life. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it running through your hair like egg whites? Oh, Lord. My sword.
You know, and that's, you just do that.
I like
no,
it.
Off the cuff. You just do that. You don't have, that's, and that's just how it sounds, you know?
I like it, buddy.
It's, it sounds, masterful.
Is that the beat you're doing on the butt?
Yeah. You go, when you're about to come, you go,
slap.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. You hear that? Last hard one. Yeah. And then just,
it's tops and then it's full swing.
Oh, yeah.
Full swing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes there's a different version where it's like, it's a little different. It goes like this.
I can feel it come inside there tonight.
And that's when you accidentally come inside of her.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's where you get like, it's like, and then you're like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, oh, here comes the whole
thing.
No.
Extra. Yeah. She's like, this dude is wild. He's got a fucking drum solo right before he comes.
Yeah.
And you're like, not always, because sometimes it's more like a
cum solo.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where you only come.
It's the only gets the cum solo. Yeah. Hey.
You know Han Solo's brother, Cum Solo? It's the guy whenever
jerking off in the corner.
Whenever he fucks, just him. He's the only one coming.
That's it.
Red Solo Cup.
Beep. Yeah. That's why you never trust
him. Ain't no damn 11.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. But, you know.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
All right. Well, I think we'll end them on that. Is that good?
Sure, yeah.
I think that's good. You guys, well, that's those are some things to yell when you're coming, or for you to yell when you're coming and somebody else isn't.
I'm going to fill you up.
Something like that as well. But, yeah, that's great. we're going to take a quick commercial break with
it's 30 seconds of a sex operator. My gourd.
I know men. I know what a real man wants. I know your desires. I know your secrets. I know your innermost fantasies. I know you want to call me. Just do it. Call me now. And let me you feel like a real man. Call toll-free adults only.
Oh, I got one.
Slight Steiger.
Nice.
What is it?
Hold on, I gotta find it. Keep. It's. I'm gonna.
I'm gonna fill you
Collins.
Up.
Oh,
I'm gonna fill Collins you up.
Oh, I like that. That's great. I like that.
I'm gonna fill Collins you up.
Gonna get you filled with Phil Collins tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
Oh, my gourd.
oh, my gourd.
Oh, my God.
Isn't there a drink called
Tom Collins? Yeah, what's a Tom Collins?
I don't know.
I don't know. What are some other names, drink names? Was it the old... Walter Matthau. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I've heard of Tom Collins. No, I don't know.
What's the one, the lemonade and iced tea?
He used to Arnold drink. Palmer?
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
I think that's the most famous. Not because Tom Collins was probably around
before. It's a cocktail,
before.
I think.
Yeah, Tom Collins is a cocktail.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's, it's 2 ounces of gin, fill with carbonated water / club soda, 1 ounce lemon juice, 1 whole cherries / maraschinos cherries, maraschino cherries. I don't fucking know. 1 teaspoon sugar powdered, 1 slice orange.
That doesn't sound terrible, but I'm not a big gin person.
No, me neither. Shake ingredients in a cocktail shaker with ice. Strain into a Collins glass. Oh, there's a Collins glass.
Oh, wow.
It's real tall. It's the real skinny tall boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, now we're back at Whiska's cat food.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't sound awful.
I've had better.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah, I've had better. You know what I haven't had in a while? Oh, so that's the Tom Collins' tall drink of water.
Cool.
You know? Oh, and it's got the cherry and the... Yeah, they look pretty. That's fine.
You get it. You butt chug it. Tall stink of water.
Yeah. Especially with those straws.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
What haven't you had in a while?
I don't think I've ever seen someone order a Tom Collins. It sounds like a masculine drink.
It was something I saw it in like a show or something I was working on, and old people were drinking it.
It sounds like a drink that you would rim the glass with mustache hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, so every time you drank it, it was like you were drinking it from a mustached mouth.
Yeah,
that would be, you know.
Fuck you, dickhead.
Close, Clemens, but here. Yeah, careful, Clement. All right, Tom Collins.
Ooh,
sorry. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of lemon pictures of it on here, which is weird.
I got a feeling.
Tonight's going to be a Tom Collins night.
Yeah, I haven't had a 7-7 in a while.
Oh, me neither.
I need to do
That's
that.
A tasty
Those
boy.
Are tastiest. I enjoy them. They're cheap, too. Actual 7-7s are cheap.
Yeah?
Fucking half gallon. Well, shit. Yeah, they're cheap.
Seagram 7 is
cheap. Half gallon of Seagram 7 is like fucking maybe $15.
Ooh, doggy.
Half gallon? Yeah. Maybe 20. All
right.
But, that's cheap. But,
I'll believe it. I'd buy it.
What the fuck Man, they're going ham downstairs. I didn't even think they were up this late most of the days. Nights. Hey, you guys.
No, I'll leave for work sometimes and they're already screaming at each other.
Well, that's because they get up every morning. They get up and she yells at him as he's leaving.
Yeah.
I hear it. When I'm up.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
It's fucking, I think it's like around 7:05, like right as I'm leaving. Really? And I always wait until they're done yelling at each other to go downstairs because I've gone down before. And if you get caught in the crossfire, it's rough because they're like, he's just so stupid. He's so stupid. And I'm like, I don't know either of you well enough. Yeah. Then he's like, why does she yell at me like this? It is not necessary. She is the stupid one. I'm like, yeah, you're both dumb.
Yeah.
You drank bleach. She stole shit.
Yeah.
And denied it like... Y'all are idiots.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, guys? It's,
it's time to come.
Name that.
Oh, yeah. It's we got a...
Jode.
What is,
You can hear it down the street. You can drink it like some skeet. You know it. And we blow it. It's name that episode.
Doing great things with this new toy we got here. It's pretty fantastic. And I'll tell you something else, Casey.
What?
Boob.
Boob. Yeah.
Boob. Tick. 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 My butt. In your ass.
Boner.
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 Yeah, it's got to be weird. Like one syllable, I think.
Yeah.
S. S.
Jizz.
It's like how you say it. Try it out. It's weird.
Jizz. Jizz. Renob. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Big black tits.
No, it's got to be like one word, I think. Yeah. I think it's because I think it's made for like.
Splooge.
That was a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Clit. 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 Clit.
Huh.
Oh, I can't find the clit.
Can't
find
it. It's not even trying to work.
The guy from Police Academy. Nope. Didn't work. That's fine.
Winslow.
Low.
Yeah, it's got to be like quick. Because I think you got to use it like.
I have no. That's why the weird shit like this too. Ooh. I don't know.
All right, let's name this fucker.
Yeah, let's name this episode, you guys. I got a couple things hilarious. Written down.
Yeah, me too.
Nick Cannon's hilarious.
I got Easy Turd Glovin, the Fabulets and the Montagues.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Vanilla Bean, which is my personal favorite, even though I hate Mr. Bean.
All right, well, I'll get rid of Montague and Fabulets because I wrote that down too.
Oh.
Glad we both did, though, so someone didn't miss it.
Yeah.
I got Lippy McGuire.
That's a good one, too.
And that's it. I had Lippy McGuire and the Montagues and Fabulets. You had Mr. Vanilla Bean.
Yeah.
And what were the other ones?
Easy Turd Glovin.
I like that a lot, but I have no clue what I would do with it at all. I just like the idea of someone with a gardening glove holding a turd.
That's pretty funny.
Silly, but I couldn't find the pieces to make that happen.
Yeah.
And my Easy Turd Glovin. It's just very, it sounds like a weird rock album.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kiss.
Yeah. Easy Turd Glovin. Yeah. Yeah. I like that quite a bit.
I like Lippy McGuire. That's a fun one.
Lippy McGuire. Yeah. Mr. Vanilla Bean is good.
Yeah.
If I don't want to go with coffee with it, though. I want it to be him, like, coming.
Yeah, just put cum on his face. I don't know.
What's his name? Rowan?
Rowan Atkins?
Atkinson, yeah.
Yeah.
Just have Rowan Atkinson covered in cum.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
Ass. I'm hauling ass. We're hauling ass. That's what it was. Yeah.
It's a race.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, okay. So we got quite a few to choose from.
Yeah.
I don't know. None are hitting me hard enough right now that I know which one I'm gonna go with. I like Montagues and Fabulets.
That's a fun one.
But I don't know what I would do with that yet.
Yeah.
And
just a hand with jizz on it, reaching out to like shake hands with two fingers with cum on it.
Oh, I like that.
Fabulous.
I was thinking
Montagues.
About like a dick cutting somebody's wrist.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one,
that
too.
That would be like a good porno movie poster for Montagues and Fabulets.
Yeah.
You know, like Domeo and Juliet.
Domi arigato, Mr. Blomi Leonardo. I don't know, whatever.
Blomi Leonardo. Yeah. Hey, it's Japanese. I don't
sure,
know. We don't,
not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I like it. You know, it's sometimes it just is like, yes, I'm coming in your dad's tight ass.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Perfect. That's perfect.
To it.
It's yeah. So we're gonna pick through those. I like all of them. I don't think there's one I don't like. I don't know, you guys. We'll figure it out.
You know what I like? Bush's baked beans. Michael Bird is gay.
Dude, I haven't had Bush's baked beans in so long, but I do know that Michael Bird is...
Oh, so he's like gay! Yeah. He's so gay!
Thought he was.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yeah.
But I wasn't quite sure if he was...
cute!
Nope.
Until I thought he was...
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Me talking to Michael Bird.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
And then I was like talking to somebody else about Michael Bird, and they interrupted me, and they were like, oh shit,
bruh.
Yeah, they were like,
but he's gay.
And I was like, you don't have to tell me, smell me twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can find Michael Bird online at Mike Bird, Mike underscore Bird.
Underscore is gay.
Underscore is gay. And you can also find him on Abraham Lincoln's Wikipedia page as the only living son. Great, 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 great grandson. How great, you might ask? How great? Great. Great. That great. Thank you guys so much for listening. I apologize for everything.
I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, you're good.
Not playing you.
I apologize for everything as usual. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at
Jacob Allen Kuban.
so happy about this thing.
Yeah, you can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. We're going to learn how to work that thing and have some more fun with it. Go to HowSadness.com. Check out the podcast. I'm going to add another Mad Lib on there. I don't know if I did in between saying it last time and now, but check it out. We've at least got minimum of four on there. Or no, minimum of three on there, maximum of four on there. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't made any new House Sadness gear or anything like that. If there's any pillows, I haven't updated those. So if there's any episode images that you want on pillows or fucking carry bags that no one's bought, let me know, though, and I'll make it happen. That's why I stopped updating it, is because it's a waste of fucking time until someone buys shit. But check it out, moistjunk.com. It's pretty great. I upload shit every once in a while. Who knows what's happening and what's crapping? But you know what they say. Yeah, that's me. I'm gay.
I'm sorry.
And, no, that's what I forgot. And yeah, that's about it. Jacob Allen Kuban on Instagram. One L.
Nice.
Not two. You know why? Because, yeah, not like the two towers.
I don't need them.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just write me a letter and tell me how gay you think Michael Bird is.
Oh,
we can correspond with that.
Has it got to be about Bird being gay?
Yeah, Michael Bird is gay.
Well, send it with a pigeon. Send the letter with a pigeon then.
Carry a pigeon, please.
It'll be like Michael Bird.
Yeah.
Double Bird. We should be playing Andrew Bird right now.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Bird fic.
I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide myself from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of a man. And get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas. I might go to somewhere I've never been. Get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change your words to the song. Start singing again. Tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, start talking again when I know what to say.
clay pigeon.